you have any advice for mineral producing countries?
So if you allow me, I'm going to also take some of the others, because I was very anxious to come in with some of the feedback. And I'm going to have a little bit of a reflection on the point on behavioral change of the first question from Bhutan. Because particularly if we look at the end user demand from behavioral change, which frequently is what is brought up as one of the ingredients that might be missing into creating circularity, I feel there is a lot in the power of both governments and the private sector in creating certain choices that then users or consumers are making as the most appealing one. So how could they make circular solution more accessible, more convenient, easier to find, compared with the situation that we are experiencing now, probably, where the linear solutions are the one more at reach. So making it easier, for example, to use share mobility rather than individual mobility, or making it more cost interesting. I feel all of these are ingredients that will enable us to make that system shift that we were alluding to in the context of the conversation. And if I can come also on the point that, on the comment that Zambia raised around what is in the hands of governments vis-a-vis the management of mine tailings, I think that maybe one of the options is also to go and look at what are the requirements in the global industry standard on tailings management, and whether there's some recommendations and guidance that could untangle some of the, I think it was described as a litigious space, some of the elements that are creating conflicts, that are creating difficulties, could be clarified or brought to the table. And vis-a-vis the very last question, the first part, I think, Inga, I'm going to be pushing it back to you on how many times a battery can be recycled. I think you are the most qualified on this panel to address that part of the question. But I'm particularly interested in the dimension of what could be the policies, including fiscal policies, that can be put in place for circularity. And with a lot of humbleness, I have to say that I'm not sure we have gone, at least in the UN, through a full experience of seeing what they are and how they are unfolding and what is the impact of those fiscal policies. But we are starting to work on a number of countries to see exactly what is the macroeconomic setting that will enable that system shift of circularity in the mining sector. So I would be very interested to join hands with some of the countries that are ready to go that path jointly with us and start exploring and testing different options together. Inga, over.